Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So before last night, there was a tie at the top, but because I picked the Jets to cover the 16.5, I am now a game behind Boomer. Boomer, 39-33. I am 38-34. Jerry is 34-38. Boomer with a game lead here in week 15. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, peat tanks, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By Rex Real Estate, pay only 2% to sell your home. By Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And by Prop Swap. We do 5 games every week. Last night was game number 1. So we got 4 more for you right now. Jerry Recco, where do we start?
We start with game number 2. The Bears off their win over Dallas last week in Green Bay against the Packers. Packers minus 3.5.
I know that everybody has been impressed with Mitchell Trubisky bouncing back the last couple of games and playing well. And if you look at the Packers, they really haven't dominated. They didn't dominate the Redskins. They didn't dominate the Giants. So in this particular game, everything's leaning towards the Chicago Bears. I'm going to lean in the other direction and say that the Green Bay Packers offense really does show up in a game where they need to impress against a division rival like Aaron Rodgers a lot this week. Give me the Packers.
So do I. And the reason I do say that is because Roquan Smith is out for the Chicago Bears, one of their best defensive and most important defensive players, along with Akeem Hicks. So this is not really the Bears' defense that we have seen in previous weeks. And this is what I would consider a prove-it game for Mitchell Trubisky.
Prove it.
He's played well the last few weeks, but I think it ends here on the field of Lambeau. And I think the Green Bay Packers should win by at least 4 points here.
I would take the Packers minus 13.5, so I'll take Green Bay. Game number 3, Dolphins here against the Giants. The Giants minus 3.5, looking to snap a 9-game losing streak with Eli probably back at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't understand how this game is 3.5 for the Giants. I really don't. I understand maybe the emotion of Eli back, the send-off game we've been talking about, whatever. But, I mean, the Miami Dolphins, you know, they play tough. They play hard. They probably should have beaten the Jets. They beat the Eagles. They've just been playing better. And the Giants can't win. They're on a losing streak that's the worst in football. They cannot win football games. Then to add that half a point, man, it's just weird to me. Maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I get sucked in by the line, but I'm taking the Miami Dolphins.
I'm taking the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's not whether or not you're winning and losing. It's how you're winning and losing. And for whatever reason, Brian Flores looks like he's got those guys believing that they actually compete and win. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'll take the Miami Dolphins, and I think they win going away.
You guys are killing me. I'll take the Giants minus 3.5. I got to do something here for no reason. Houston and Tennessee. Tennessee minus 3 and playing really good football.
This is a showcase game.
Oh, God.
It's spotlight game. And you gave it another name, too.
A prove-it game.
Oh, prove-it spot for the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans have been playing great, man. They're doing everything. They're throwing the ball now. Tannehill to A.J. Brown's been a big connection. Derrick Henry's running over everybody. You know, the Houston Texans are this up-and-down football team. You just don't know what to expect. They beat the Patriots, and they get their ass kicked by the Broncos. I think they're going to come back off of the embarrassment of this Bronco game, and they're going to come out, and they're going to take on the red-hot Tennessee Titans, and they're going to win this game. This is going to be one of those signature Deshaun Watson games. Signature game Watson.
No.
I'm taking the Texans.
I'm taking the Titans at home, man. This is Mike Vrabel. This is it's him against the world. He's got the team believing in everything that he's been talking about and spewing the last 6 or 7 weeks, and Ryan Tannehill's reclamation project continues. I'll take the Titans.
I'll take the Titans, too. I've had enough of the Texans. I pick them all the time, and they are about as up and down as any team I've ever seen. Titans minus 3 for me as well. And the final game we pick is the Sunday night affair. It's normal week football as the Steelers are home against the Bills. Man. Pittsburgh minus 1.5.
A grinded out game.
Yeah, Boomer called this a grinded out game earlier. Hard to argue the grinded out nature of this particular football contest. However, Juju Smith-Schuster out again for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't want to pick against them, but the feeling that I have is that the Buffalo Bills are just better. They're just slightly better because Josh Allen is better than Duck Hodges, as great as Duck Hodges has played. And I think the defenses are comparable. And the Bills have a better record for a reason so far.
Yeah, but did they beat teams with winning records?
I'll tell you what, they played their ass off last week, though, against Baltimore.
Yeah. That's another reason why I like the Bills.
Could be a letdown game.
No, it wouldn't be a letdown game because this is a national TV spot, right?
Right.
Spotlight game.
I thought the spotlight game was on Thanksgiving against Dallas.
Well, this is another spotlight game because it's got flex.
Right.
It's a flex spot.
Flex spot game.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go with the Bills. It's close, but I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Yeah, the Bills lost at the Browns 19-16. It's going to be that type of game. That's why I called it a grinded out game.
Yeah. Sure. Nose to the grindstone.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Bills. Who's favorite there?
The Steelers by 1.5.
Yeah.
I know. It's tough.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the Bills. This is like, man, it's a toss-up.
Toss-up game.
Yes, toss-up game now.
I'm taking it as a Tomlin game. They keep winning. I'm taking the Steelers and Tomlin, I trust.
I like it, a Tomlin game.
Yeah. A Tomlin game. I will take the Steelers minus the 1.5. They win on Sunday night football.
All right. There you have it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.